Track 2.18. Photo Story, Episode 3, The Competition.
So, what about this one, Emma? This was the sunset outside our house yesterday. What do you think? Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's pretty. It's pretty. It's the best one you've shown me so far.
I'm really getting into photography, and I've only been doing it for 2 months or so. It's amazing what great photos you can get just using your phone.
Yes, I guess so.
Anyway, there's a photo competition next month at school that I'm thinking of entering. First prize is a tablet. I think I've got a really good shot.
That's great. Go for it. Then he tells me he's thinking of entering the school photo competition. I don't want to be negative, but there's no way he's good enough.
Yeah, he showed me some of his photos the other day too. Pictures of some trees that he thought looked cool, but I wasn't that impressed. They're out of focus for a start.
He hasn't shown me any of his photos yet. Are they really that bad?
I'm afraid so. They're the sort of thing you might post online and get a few likes, but they're certainly not going to win any competitions.
But that's just it. He thinks he's got a good chance. I don't want him to get his hopes up.
He's got no chance at all.
So what are we going to do? We can't let him make a fool of himself.
I don't know. I tried to tell him they weren't that good. Gently, of course. But you know Liam.
Yes, it can be difficult to tell him things sometimes. He's always so enthusiastic.
Well, we have to do something.
I've got an idea.
What?
Well, you said he hadn't shown you his photos yet. Why don't you ask to see them and then tell him the truth?
Oh, thanks. So I get to be the bad guy. And I haven't even seen them. Maybe I won't think they're bad?
Fair enough. But if you do agree with us, then you've got to stop him. It's too late for us to say anything.
Yeah, we can't tell him now. You have to try, at least.